And good morning. I'm Dave Lewis in for Brady Bowman this morning. And today we're going to be getting a preview of tonight's Manhattan City Commission meeting. We have Mayor Linda Borst joining us here. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
And we have City Manager Ron Fear joining us here.
Good morning, Dave.
I hope you guys have read the agenda because I haven't.
We're good.
We have.
Well, good. That's why I said I hope because, you know, that's kind of like your job and your duty, sworn duty,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Well, I know that there's one big thing, and this is tonight the approval of the budget for 2019.
It's our public hearing night. There's actually four public hearings tonight. The first public hearing is on the proposed 2019 budget, and Commission has worked with staff long and hard and had a lot of input from many of its committees for outside funding and folks that receive funds or request funds from the city. And so specifically the Social Services Advisory Board and the Special Alcohol Committee and others that have made requests to the city for funding for various activities and services along with all the other requests. So this is got direction a few weeks ago from the commission at our final work session to publish a budget for a maximum 1 mil increase. Obviously, we've done that, and so that budget amount is $155,905,194, and that's up quite a bit from the previous year from $148 million, but most of that is due to cash balances and funds that are carrying over. So a lot of that is some of the economic development funds, a little bit in the enterprise funds, some of our tax increment financing funds, but the biggest part, about $4.75 million, is just budgeting for a full year's funding of the new recreation and trail sales tax. So that'll be coming in, and so that's the primary reason. The thing that gets all the attention is the city's general fund. The city general fund was published at $31,905,698. That's up from $29,593,000. But the big part of that is a $1.5 million loan from our water and stormwater fund, and that's to boost our cash reserves in the general fund. So commission, obviously, this has been kind of a flat year for us as far as revenue is, and we really try to work hard to have a substantial carryover. It's unlikely that that will occur this year. We've obviously have cut some funding for this year's budget, and so the commission agreed to establish this temporary loan from those funds to shore up our cash reserves in the general fund. So we presented some opportunities and cut considerations in order to get to that 1 mil increase. Of that 1 mil, about 0.34 of that is for RCPD in the library, bulk of that being RCPD, and 0.659 mils would be for city services generally. So that's the primary aspect. We're also asking for some amendments on the 2018 budget, and that's really to just take advantage of some cash that we have in some of our other funds to be able to expend them.
Well, the commissioners and the staff have been working on this budget for months.
Yes.
Obviously. And when you get down to the public hearing, it's largely ceremonious.
It is, but you know, there's been input all the way, but you know, when you have a public hearing, the purpose is there for the public to come and comment. And so that's we're statutorily required to have it.
How much public comment have you received, though, during the budgeting process leading up to the public hearing tonight? I know there's just a tremendous amount of deliberation between the commissioners and as well as, you know, the department heads that are making the requests and your finance management staff.
Sure. And most of the input we've received has been by folks that are primarily requesting funds from the city, whether it's been through one of our boards or others that receive funding through the city commission for specific types of uses of one or another.
A lot of agencies. Well, Mayor Morse, this is, your third year on the commission?
Yes.
And, you know, this is the budget that you get to preside over mm-hmm. in your capacity as mayor. How is it different as mayor as opposed to being a commissioner where you may or may not be providing more or less input into the budgeting process?
I think as a because I'm a commissioner, it feels the same as if I were a commissioner and not necessarily mayor. Mayors here don't direct budget activity. I do hear from the public. I've had about four contacts from people. Mostly they advocate for no new taxes, those four. And, you know, the way I look at it, this one mill is about the minimum that we can do and still have the kind of progress here in this community that people expect of us and that we have to produce in order to be this vibrant community. And they're just, you know, even though you don't talk, we don't talk about it a lot. There's an inflationary factor here, too, of what is commonly acknowledged as 1.4%, I think. And so we're just trying to keep our heads level in the pond, so to speak, without taking dips here underwater. And we have a tax lid. We're having to pay much more attention to that than we have. In the past, it didn't touch us, didn't bother us. Now we're bumping up close to it. And so we're going to be really having to hustle to stay under it for next year.
Did that almost seem like an insurmountable challenge when you first, when the tax lid was first brought into play for mm-hmm. municipalities?
No, we didn't notice it. I mean, first year it was we're not even going to have to pay attention to this.
I think that a lot of people that were in elected capacity, though,
thought
that this was going to be something that was just going to be, you know, the veritable downfall of many municipalities.
And it's different from city to city. So mm-hmm. when you talk to someone from, I don't know, pick a city. I don't even know one necessarily. But some of the smaller cities aren't having any trouble at all yet because of just the way their funds are balanced or what they're paying for thing, what fund they're using to pay for this, that, or the other. And so a city our size is, and I think, I'm not anyway, I don't know the names of the cities, but we have heard from other cities, and Ron probably is networking more with other cities to see how things are going there. And Bernie Hayen is the one who really stays on top of things and networks with the League of Kansas Municipalities and talks to other finance directors. And so I met with him a week ago, and, you know, it's taking a little bit of juggling this year, and it's all things that are okay to do. We're not doing anything, strange, but there's a forecast that next year will be more difficult for us because of the tax lid.
Got a lot to look forward to then next year, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully our sales taxes will recover. That's one of the reasons we're feeling that pinch, is our sales taxes have been flat.
Steady flat here in the last several months with sales tax revenue. With the potential for internet sales tax revenue kind of pushing that up, is that what you're hoping for?
Yeah, I think that's certainly encouraging. We're not counting on that happening right away. The legislature will have to take some definitive action, which typically takes time. So, we've been waiting on Congress to fix it for over 25 years, and it took the courts to do it. So,
how many things has Congress fixed in 25 years?
Not much.
There you go.
So there's, that debate as it will happen at state level too, but the state certainly has much more opportunity. They get the biggest chunk of that sales tax as anybody. So there's motivation for them to dig into that issue. And really, from our perspective, it's a tax fairness issue. So those who shop over the internet, in most cases, if there's not a presence by that company in the state, then they've gotten a tax abatement, an individual tax abatement for that shopping from the company that shipped it. And so
they use it to give free shipping, which is a direct competition to our Main Street businesses.
Absolutely. Ones that also pay the property.
That's exactly right. And it is fairness. And largely it's the larger corporations that are getting that tax sales tax advantage. But all the predictors we've seen or heard from so far say it will take at least 2 years for an internet sales tax to ever come about, because Congress may do something, our state legislature, this will be the first opportunity they have, and nobody expects our legislature to even wrap it up this year. They think it'll be another year. So we're not going to see a magic pill at all for sales tax for the first for a couple of years.
I think also on the lid, the a lot of the cities have substantial cash reserves, which they've been pulling on. We do not have a lot of cash reserves in our general fund, which is one of the reasons we're making the loan and the amendment to help boost that. So, and that'll just help us with stability and the other factors that go along with that, and just good cash management from that perspective. So, I think the lid is designed to squeeze you over time, the current. And so eventually all the cities will have different aspects of it. Just even, one of the things that's not impacted by or not exempt from the lid is the employee benefit fund. So, as health insurance rates change annually, those are increases typically that would fall within the lid. So those are some of the ongoing challenges that we have with that. And I know I think you probably are hearing more from counties than cities on the effect of the lid, just because they don't have as many revenue sources.
And also smaller cities.
Smaller cities,
I think the
absolutely.
Rural community, and Mayor Morse, you talked about some of the peer cities that you have made reference to them, because, they're having a continual drain of their human resources. I mean, they're losing residents to larger cities, and that's putting them in a pinch as well.
Right. Smaller tax base.
Yeah. Yep. Let's take our first break of the program. When we come back, we'll talk more about tonight's Manhattan City Commission meeting. City Manager Ron Feer and Mayor Linda Morse joining us for the program here on KMAN's In Focus. Back in just a couple of minutes.